USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly half of Spirit Airlines flights were canceled on Thursday and will be again on Friday for a fifth straight day, as the airline continues to cancel hundreds of flights throughout the week due to operational challenges and staffing issues. The United States Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday, when it's scheduled to hold a vote on limiting debate and moving toward passage of the bill. Once the infrastructure bill passes or not, the Senate was expected to begin work on a budget framework that would make way for a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill later this year. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
Our goal is to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period.
Included in Saturday's bill is a mileage tax that could have every driver on American roads pay a per-mile tax. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mask mandates, mandatory vaccine requirements. Let's get an update from Tim Berg out of the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker became the latest governor to issue a vaccine requirement for some state workers. Pritzker also announcing a mask mandate for students in preschool through 12th grade. The mandate applying to both public and private school students. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CNBC why he's not a fan of government-issued mask mandates.
My view is we should have no COVID mandates. What does that mean? That means no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. We shouldn't step into a regime where the government says, show us your papers if you want to do the basic activities of life. And I got to say, this argument, there's a lot of self-righteousness in this debate back and forth.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As violent crime escalates in big cities throughout America, many are pointing to the defund the police movement, enabling the criminal element in America to do what they do best. With roughly 100 of her constituents murdered in her district this year, Missouri Congressperson and Democrat Cori Bush says her life is more important than those of us that can't afford private security during this lawless era.
I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now. I have private security because they, the white supremacist, racist narrative that they drive into this country. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen.
The unconstitutional eviction moratorium is facing legal challenges. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A group of real estate entities issued a legal challenge in a Washington district court on August 4th to the CDC's new eviction moratorium. They argued in their emergency motion that the latest eviction order issued by the CDC exceeds the agency's powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offered what she called the real solution.
The other piece of this that I know we keep talking about, but is really a solution here, and that's why we keep talking about it, is getting this money out to states and localities. This is really about money, right, and funding, and all these states and localities have money to extend the moratorium in their states by a month or 2 months.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.